Right now, the busy week ahead includes reports on inflation and also retail and Fed policy. Joining us with a preview, Peter Cardillo, chief market economist at Spartan Capital Securities based in New York. Let's begin with inflation, Peter. It's been rising. Do we expect this to continue or is it beginning to taper off?
No, I don't think it's beginning to taper off. In fact, tomorrow we should get a sizzling CPI number. That obviously means that consumers have to pay more. And along with that is pricing power. So I'm not sure whether or not we'll top the last huge hike that we had, but we are looking for the top line number to show a 0.5% with the core matching that. So that would be a bad sign in terms of inflation, because that simply means that this inflation is pointing towards more of a structural and more lasting inflation as opposed to temporary.
And for, I don't know, months now, we've been hearing about inflation, and that transitory is the term that I kept hearing. It sounds like you're saying it may not be.
Exactly. And, you know, the key here is that there's pricing power now. And when you have that, that just simply means that corporations, companies are able to pass on those increases from the producers, from the producer level. And so that becomes structural inflation.
Let's talk about retail sales. What's been, I guess there have been some challenges there, but a bit of a rebound as well. What do we expect?
Yeah, we're looking for a 0.4% climb, and ex autos probably the same. So basically not a very strong number this time around, but certainly a good indication that consumers are going to continue to spend, and it's probably going to be a very good holiday spending season. And the reason is, obviously, you know, incomes have been going up, and more people have been returning to the workforce. And so we might just begin to see some pre-pandemic spending levels.
So, I mean, let's talk about the connection between retail sales. Okay, that looks pretty healthy, and yet with inflation, the buying power of every dollar is reduced. What kind of an impact does that have, I mean, I guess, on the wider economy?
Yeah, well, on the wider economy, obviously. But, you know, you have to remember that people go out and spend, especially during the holiday season. And the good news is that for now, at least for now, we don't have a double taxation in the sense that oil prices are not $4 or $5 a gallon. They've been pretty much stable around the average of around $3.05, $3.10, and that's been pretty much consistent throughout the past 6 or 7 months. So that gives the consumer a bit more spending power.
Thanks so much. Good insight from Peter Cardillo, chief market economist at Spartan Capital Securities in New York.